Good morning, everyone. It's Friday morning. TGIF, I hope you're ready for a good weekend. I want to talk today about a psychological term we've heard a lot about over the years. It's called compartmentalization. And the reason I want to talk about it is because I've heard it used in both a positive and a negative way. Compartmentalize means to divide up or to segment your life in different areas and to never bring them together. In other words, your social life is separate from your vocational life. Your vocational life is separate from your recreational life. Your recreational life is separate from your financial life. And your financial life is separate from your spiritual life. The problem with this is that it can be very, very destructive. Because you can put your spiritual life over here in a corner and only deal with it in a very small incremental way while you've got all this other time spent in just your vocational life or your financial life or your recreational life. Compartmentalization. The Bible says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be wholly acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." There's another term they used to use quite a bit called holistic. That means the whole person. Have you compartmentalized your life? Have you, by default, only spent a certain amount of time in your spiritual life and segmenting it from all the rest of your areas of your life? There's some people that do that with their education. They spend so much time in their educational pursuits that they leave other things undone, like their family relationships, even might let their finances go. Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is that God has ordained that we be whole individuals and not have our lives compartmentalized and segmented. You probably heard the term, the whole is the sum of its parts. You know, there's no partial person. They have these terms and psychological terms called bipolar and all these different terms, but the point is that God created us to be whole human beings, not segmented human beings. There's much scripture to validate what I'm saying. Put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Also, we are told that in Him we live and move and have our very being. Yeah, we are also told that the foundation of God stands as sure. He knows who are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So if your part of your life is compartmentalized and segmented and kept from everything else, some people do it as a way of hiding certain areas of their life they don't want revealed to other people. The Bible tells us that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, are you trusting in your ability to compartmentalize and segment your life? To hide yourself from other people? Well, we're all guilty of it to some extent. Well, our first priority should be our relationship with God. Our first priority should be our spiritual life, should encompass and overshadow everything else. You know, there's no greater priority in life than our spiritual lives. Because our souls are eternal and are going to live forever. Some people spend all their time on travel as a way of escape from reality. Some people spend all their time on doesn't matter what it is, gardening, golfing, bowling, fishing, but yet it's a way of escape from having to deal with their spiritual lives. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. We will either deal with him in this life or we will deal with him in the afterlife. He is to be dealt with because he's our creator. He's the one that created us. If we've been adopted into the family of God, we should have a special relationship with Christ. He knows everything about us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our sins. He knows our frustrations, he knows our griefs, he knows our sorrows, our sufferings, our pains. You know, the song, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer, not just some things." There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And so the next time you try to start compartmentalizing your life and saying, "I'm going to put this on a shelf," realize that one of these days you'll run out of shelves. And I think that it's important that we realize that Christ is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. The Bible says that he's prayed for us if we're one of his. He's made intercession for the transgressors. So that's what's on my mind this morning. I hope you have a good weekend. And I hope you don't compartmentalize too much of your life. I hope you will spend a significant amount of time in fellowship and communion with your Creator, your Redeemer, and your Lord and King. God bless.